Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tuesday, let's do this damn thing, okay? You got it. Cam Inman in an hour. Ephraim Salaam has played for Mike Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan was his offensive coordinator, and he hates kickers. He'll join us at 3:45.
All right.
888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan and the 49er front office had absolutely no choice. They had no choice in this matter.
I mean, they had every choice, but
not at this point.
It's interesting when you ask him a question on a Monday, and is Jake Moody still your kicker right now? Yeah, now he is. But ask me again in, 41 minutes when I have a chance to tell Jake that he's gone. Go ahead and ask me tonight how I feel about who my kicker is. So Jake Moody gets waived, and now it's maybe going to be Eddie Pinero. He's being brought in for a tryout.
Workout today. Yep.
He's going to work it out, and we'll see if he is spry enough. And he turns 30 on Saturday, which is not old, but he's a guy who's kicked for a number of different teams, and he's a guy who can kick. Well, hopefully he can go out there and be better than Moody if he gets the job.
And Boyer, the new special teams coach for the 49ers, did have him with the Jets for a little stretch a couple of years ago, which is probably where the connection comes, because I know a lot of people were like, it's going to be Greg Joseph, and doesn't look like it's going to be Greg Joseph, which, oh, by the way, kind of, I saw that, and I thought it kind of furthered a point that I've been trying to make for the last couple of weeks about why kickers are different. Like, I know you kind of looked at the preseason thing, and you see that different, and I've sort of said, I don't see it as different because you're a kicker. You're not working things out. You have one job, you kick it straight. Like, if a football player was actually, if a kicker was a football player, then you'd bring in the guy who was in camp with you. Because team camaraderie, and you know how we do it here, and the chemistry, and you understand what's going on. But that's not what they did. They grabbed someone they've never met before and brought him in for a tryout because you're a hired gun. It's like I said, it's no different to me than calling TaskRabbit and having somebody show up at your house and build your bed and then leave. You didn't do anything to put this house together. You don't buy the food here. You don't support this place. You don't take the kids to school. You don't do anything. Just show up, build the bed, and then leave. And if you build the bed correctly, then we'll have you back. And if you don't, we're going to hire somebody else. It's the weirdest position in sports. And that's what I sort of believe. In addition to the obvious, I think from a political standpoint, I just don't think Kyle Shanahan can look the rest of his team in the eye today and tell them that we're trying to win this weekend and send Jake Moody out there to kick field goals.
That's probably the best point you've made in 2 days.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I mean,
I didn't make one 2 days ago. It was Sunday, but anyway.
You made a lot of points, and you did it on Twitter, and I'm sure you made points in your Sunday show. That's true. Listening to Mark Grandy and Sterling Bennett on overtime. Skew local, as I like to do. Not that I had the choice. I guess I could have streamed you, but I didn't.
7 o'clock, Grandy sent me the text. Your ball game.
Right.
So we did take it from there.
And at that point, I was yocked in on the bedtime sequence.
Sure.
But if you talk about what you just mentioned, that is probably the biggest influence on this whole thing. And I was looking at the drives earlier. So you lose Kittle, and you still find your way to 4-minute drill your way down at the end of the half. And you know, Grandy's grade's coming up later, and I know he's going to be critical of Shanahan's play calling in the second quarter, and he's not wrong, but you got in position to kick a field goal and have a lead. And Jake Moody doinked it. We've already played the sound a couple times.
Great sound.
In the second half, you come out and you go 8+ minutes and you work your way down the field with no Kittle and two tight ends almost exclusively. And you are smash mouthing your way down the field and you stall out at the 18 and then the kick is blocked. Not Moody's fault, but if you're a player in that moment, you don't give a crap whose fault it is. You just worked for 8 solid football minutes to get down there. You dominated Seattle. You're in position to tie the game. And again, we can't get 3 points. Where's my helmet? I'm going to throw it.
Where's Mike Singletary? This is a can't do it. Can't win with him. Can't do it. That's it. And you know, to the point that you were saying off the top, I chuckled a little bit. When I saw, Florio and Pro Football Talk, their headline after the Moody release today was, Kyle Shanahan changes his mind from Sunday to Tuesday, releases Jake Moody. I said, no, if you weren't listening, that's what you might think. But that's not what Kyle Shanahan said. And he openly said that that's not what he said. Once someone followed up with him and asked, why are you like ensuring that Jake Moody will be the kicker this weekend. And Kyle's like, I didn't say that. You asked me if there was any doubt that he's my kicker right now. No, there's no doubt that he's my kicker right now. But I have a plane flight to catch, and we're going to evaluate on the plane. And then we'll figure that whole thing out later. The second I heard that, you knew damn well exactly the way this was going to go. And so, I don't know how everybody feels today. Like, you get to these situations, and sometimes it feels like the fan base and the media has kind of been on a crusade to make this happen, and then when it finally does happen, you feel a little bad. Like, Jake Moody, he's not a bad guy. He didn't ask to be picked in the third round. The Niners did that. He didn't do that. The guy got hurt, partially because he made a poor decision on the field. I've always said this about kickers. Get your damn head out of the tackle. Do not go in there and try to make the tackle. I'd rather somebody goes and scores. Don't go make the tackle, kicker. And he's never been the same again. And so I don't know. Like, I have every belief that Jake Moody, with the mental side of this position, he probably will go have a career somewhere. I don't think he's done. And he may work out. But I'm sorry, it can't be here. There's no more time to wait. And so this became, I think, of just an obvious move for the 49ers to make today.
You mentioned Doug Bryan before, yep. And as a rookie, he was a 49er, and they won the Super Bowl, and he had a mostly good year. And then the next year, he was either cut or traded. I didn't get the exact transaction. I just looked at his stats, but he went on to kick for multiple other teams.
Oh, yeah.
He had a good long career, and so that's kind of the way that goes. And actually, it'd be great to talk to Doug Bryan, who went to De La Salle.
That's a guy. That'd be great. Yeah, we should track him down.
You know, I mean, somebody who was in that same spot, third round pick, and he actually was put into much more of a pressure cooker on a team that was expected to win the Super Bowl. And in fact, they did win the Super Bowl. And then the next year, he struggled and he was gone. And that's just the way it goes with kickers, and I get that.
So here's the story on Doug Bryan, just because you asked. I thought that was interesting. So, yeah, they win the Super Bowl. He also apparently recovered a fumble in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember that, but he did. And then the very next year, are you ready for this percentage?
Talk to me.
The next year after winning the Super Bowl, Doug Bryan made 58% of his field goal tries, which is a disastrous number.
Even back then.
That's a disastrous number.
And back then, you didn't get to kick the K-ball that you have now.
Right.
And, you know, kicking then was harder than now, but 58%, that's not going to work.
And it wasn't a full season. So it was,
right,
it was a portion of the season. He was making 58% and then missed a potential game-winning field goal 1 week against the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
And the Niners cut him. And 3 weeks later, he signed with the New Orleans Saints. And as you said, he went on to play 12 seasons in the league. I could completely see this happening with Jake Moody. Absolutely.
Well, think about Eddie Pinheiro. If he, in fact, gets this job with the 49ers, it's not his first rodeo. He's a guy who's been a Bear, missed a year. He was a Jet, and then a Panther for three. And then this year, the Panthers had a competition, and he lost. And so he's back on the street. And if he becomes a Niner, that'll now be his fourth team in 6 years.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you are a journeyman kicker.
The difference is, and there's a fair question to be asked with this guy not even 30 years old, why has Eddie Pinheiro not ever actually like stuck long-term with anyone? He is making 88% of his field goals in his career. 88%
yeah.
of his field goals for his career.
Right, right. Look at his numbers beyond 40. He is
sure.
43 for 55 beyond 40, which is, that's not good enough in the modern day and age.
43 for 55, man, pretty good.
That's 78%.
That's pretty good from beyond 40.
Not anymore. And yeah. I did the math during the crossover. This year, through 1 week in the National Football League, kickers are 14 for 17 from beyond 50.
Yeah.
So you got to have...
He's 11 for 14 in his career from beyond 50.
Right. It's not a lot of chances.
No,
but.
I mean, no, it's not a lot of chances. And maybe I don't know much about Eddie Pinheiro. I don't know if he's got the biggest
leg. I can close my eyes and remember that he's, you know, much more of an accuracy guy, not so much of a distance guy.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a long distance guy, but again, 11 for 14 from beyond 50. What's his longest of his career? 56. He has made a 56 yarder. That is the longest of his career. I don't know. I mean, do you need someone that'll like, you got to make it from 60? I don't know. He's 29 years old. He makes 88% of his kicks. Sure. Like, great. And actually, I do think the Niners, I don't think they're going to commit to whoever they bring in. Did you notice that Robbie Chosen was released off of the practice squad today? So the Niners didn't just create a roster spot. They also created a practice squad roster spot, which means in theory you could just practice squad the kicker and then call him up each week. You can do that for as long as 3 weeks.
Yeah, three times you can call a guy
right?
up.
And
yep.
So therefore, if you like, let's try him for a week. If it's not good, well, okay, off we go. Let's do it with someone else. I don't know, but like, if you want to know the biggest sort of like the firmest statement that the Niners made, they released Jake Moody. They waived him, I should say, without even knowing who their next kicker was going to be.
Right.
It's not like they went, ooh, we found someone. They went, not you. Our first decision is not you. And now we'll go from there. That's how the Niners did it this week.
That's right. And you think about last year where Jake Moody got hurt and then you had Wisnowski kick for the remainder of that game. And he went one for one, a little chippy, inside of 29, but you had Anders right. Carlson,
yeah.
You had Matthew Wright, and so even last year when they were in a spot when they didn't have Jake Moody for a handful of games, they went into that piecemeal approach. So yeah, if it's Eddie Pinheiro and he gets the first crack and he's not as good as they want, they're on to the next.
George Kittle goes to IR as well, so he's out a minimum of four games. 888-957-9570 is the number. What are your roster reactions for today? We also need to get into the fact that here we go again with a Kyle Shanahan coach team and the injuries. What is causing it? We'd love to explore your thoughts on that today. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now. We're sponsored by Moderna, and this is Willard and Dips.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't do it. Cannot play with them. Cannot coach with them. Cannot win with them. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Mike Singletary. Thank you, Grandy, for playing that. Woo!
Can't do it.
I've always joked, and maybe one of these years I won't be joking, that I always wanted to do a podcast called The Breaks because... If everybody could just hear the show that happens during the breaks, I think, like, because obviously the microphones go off.
Yep.
And I'll share with everybody. You and I just got into a conversation about concussions and age,
man,
and how like life, whenever life feels like it's just going too fast for all of you. And I'll bring this back to Jake Moody. Like I think of Jake today because Jake is probably this crappy day. This crappy day. Like the guy, you know what I mean? It's pro sports, and we make him sound like he's this awful person, and we all hate him, and all we do, we just want him gone. Just please get out of our lives. And we just and I get it. I get it. We're sports talking here, and that's totally fair. But sure, there's a person in that helmet, and this sucks for him because 3 years ago, he was the bee's knees of kickers, man.
Yep.
He's a really, really good kicker. And when people are like, ooh, but there's pressure, I'm like, he kicked at Michigan. Like like the guy, he's been in big moments and he can kick. And something's going sideways, man. Yep. But Jake, if I were sitting in front of him today, like 7 years from now, I really hope that this is just something you could look back on and laugh. Maybe you'll be kicking for the Lions or something like that, you know, because I really do think that that's probably out there for him. These moments that you hit where you're like, good Lord, this is just the worst thing ever. Like, it'll probably just be a moment in time. Like Dibs and I were just talking about how fast things feel like they're going sometimes in whether it's aging, whether it's how you're feeling physically or whatever. And what I always do, my trick is to go back a decade. Like I just turned 50, and whenever I'm like, "Woo, man, we're flying, we're getting," you know, then there's 60, and then there's 70, and then there's 80 if you're lucky.
I love you, thank you, people.
But like 40 was 247 lifetimes ago,
right?
There's just so much happens in a decade. And that helps me feel like, okay, slow it down.
Sure.
And so hopefully for Jake Moody, a decade from now, he'll be like, remember that time that the Niner fan base hated my guts and they just cut me on a Tuesday after week one, 2 years after being a third round draft pick? That's my hope for Jake. That's my hope for Jake.
And
that's all.
If he does it right, then he will wind up like Doug Bryan. And just looking at Doug Bryan's arc, Doug Bryan, rookie year, went to the Super Bowl. Jake Moody, rookie year, went to the Super Bowl. Doug's team won, Jake's did not. And in Doug's second year with the Niners, he was cut. He went on to play a total of 11 more years. So Doug went to New Orleans for about 5 or 6, and then Indy for 1, Tampa, Minnesota, the Jets, and Chicago. He played until he was 35, and it was a good, long career as a kicker. And just one more interesting note about the similarity between the two, their birthdays are one day apart, one day in 29 years, but Jake Moody's about to be 26, and when Doug Bryan got cut from the 49ers, he was also 25, about to be 26, and so I would love for Jake to be able to reach out to Doug and say, teach me how to Dougie, teach me how to continue to be a...
Oh my God.
Yeah, I did it, Grandy. I did it.
I'll give you a 3.
Yeah, that was. It wasn't that bad. That one hit me in my bone.
It came out
that
of nowhere. Because Jake wants what Doug had.
Yes.
Jake wants what Eddie Pinero has.
I think he's gonna get all these
other guys have.
I think he's going to get it. Jake's career is not over. There's too much. He's talented. He's clearly talented. He's just, it's gone sideways. It's gone mental. There was an injury. It's gone sideways. That's all. I think Jake Moody will be a kicker in the NFL. It just can't be here, and it can't be now. Nobody's got time for this.
Right.
How do you look your linebackers? How do you look Fred Warner in the eye and be like, we're trying to win the division? All right. Now, it's tied at 21. There's 3 seconds to go. We're sending in Jake. No, then you're not doing everything you can do to win. Go watch Fred Warner's tape from Sunday. That's somebody who's doing everything he can to win. And the bottom line is that's what a front office and a coach needs to do as well. And if they keep Jake Moody right now, they're not doing it.
And it's a message. It's a message sent. And I think that is the point you made earlier. And I like that point where, you know, you can't continue to roll him out just because you use third round capital on him and just because you believe in him. And I go back to last year when we had the famous Tabor Pepper, the long snapper, and Deebo Samuel, when they got into a bit of a disagreement over Jake Moody's efficacy, and Tabor Pepper stepped in front of Debo. And Shanahan in the post game said, "I don't. Debo wasn't out of line.
Right.
Debo said what he said," and basically, to paraphrase, he's like, "I kind of support what Debo did." And so that was a signal of what was to come this year, where one game in, you're not getting it done, and so that's the way that went.
Do you like Shaboozy?
I do like Shaboozy.
You like Shaboozy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been into Shaboozy a lot lately.
Look at you.
He's got a song. One of his newer ones is called Good News. I got some good news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Per Adam Schefter.
Sources.
Additional scans today on wide receiver Juwan Jennings' shoulder have come back totally clean. The 49er wide receiver has avoided any significant injury at all. He is now considered day-to-day with a chance to play on Sunday.
Okay, and I wonder what the injury was, if it just was a... Because the play was when he was running downfield and the defensive back just stepped up and gave him a shimmy right to the shoulder. And they called a flag on it, illegal contact, but it looked worse than apparently it turns out to be. Maybe it just was like a stinger or a bone or bruise. Who knows? But that's great news.
Yeah, like very shocking because he looked downtrodden.
Yep.
He could not lift his arm. I got some more good news. Man, Shaboozy's on a hot streak. I got more good news. You ready for this?
More?
Well, first of all, we're going to go to the phones, but our first caller is one hell of a caller. This is a caller. This isn't just like, oh, let's go to Joe and Santa Clara. No.
Is a caller?
His name is Mark Ibanez.
What?
Mark Ibanez. First and foremost, Grandy knows that you spell Mark with a K. And secondly, he's a legend around these parts, and I love whenever he's inspired to give us a call. Mark, how you been, man?
Hey, everything's good. Retirement is everything it's cracked up to be.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
You
were a smiley guy during your career, but now, I mean, you can just hear the smile on you, Mark.
Well, I appreciate that. I was getting a kick out of your conversation about Doug Bryan in particular. And that game where he missed a field goal, potential game winner against Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Well, I had kind of an interesting anecdote about that, and I couldn't resist calling you guys. Yeah. I hear you every afternoon. And so I did the post-game show, the 49ers Point After, and we were at that dreadful game when Doug Bryan happened to miss that kick, and he was in a little bit of a slump anyway. And our post-game guest was the great offensive lineman, Harris Barton. You guys remember him?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Right?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons we always had Harris on is he was never afraid to speak his mind. So he comes on, and, you know, he's all frustrated. He's sweaty, still in his pads. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but I've repeated this story a few times, so it's still pretty fresh. And he was like, you know, we're down in the pits, we're grinding, we're shoving, blood, sweat, and tears, and this little guy prances out on the field, and he doesn't even have a dirty uniform, and he misses this kick from like 32 yards, and I can't believe it. I can't believe we keep a guy like this, you know? And he was just outraged. It was one of the most candid, overly emotional interviews you'll ever hear. We got him fresh before he even showered, and sure enough, he got released the next day. And him being a Danville guy, I knew how to get a hold of him, and I actually interviewed him after the release. It might have been like Tuesday, and I'll never forget what Doug Bryan said, you know, about the Harris Barton comments. He said something to the effect of, you know, I thought a teammate would have my back a lot more than that. You know, I really didn't expect Harris to say something like that. And internally, I'm thinking, dude, I'm sorry to break it to you, and kind of alluding to what you earlier said, Mark, is like, you're the kicker.
Yep.
You're barely a teammate. You know, they don't consider you totally on the team unless, like, for years and years. I mean, Ray Wershing is about the closest guy I knew on the Niners that was accepted as a true teammate. And then on the other side, remember George Blanda used to kick and Ray Guy. Those guys were dudes who were accepted by everybody. But that's the straight up truth about it. If you're a kicker, you got to prove yourself maybe double, triple time. And that, unfortunately, is what happened to our young guy here, man. Like you said, helmets were flying, man, and the people were ticked off.
And it's a fickle thing because in that game, Mark, as you well remember, he hits a 51-yarder to give him the lead. Jim Harbaugh, quarterbacking the Colts, leads him back.
Right.
Terry Blanchard puts him ahead, and then Doug Bryan from 46, no good. And the rest is, as you know, history.
Yeah, and as they always say, you're only as good as your last kick, right? And that's a perfect example of it. And, you know, I was down on the field when that happened, and I'm glad you pulled up the info there because in my mind it seemed shorter. It seemed shorter than 46. You know, I was emotionally wrapped up in that game too. But when you guys were talking about, and Doug Bryan, a class act, good guy, soccer star, and as you mentioned, guys, he had a really strong, dozen years in the NFL, and he bounced back. He was strong, and he withstood it, and I'm sure that was a low moment for him, but, you know, he's got some character, and he bounced back, and as I'm sure Looney will do, too.
Yeah, hopefully. I know, Moody's and Looney's on all the teams.
We
can't even keep track, but anyway, no, exactly right.
Like
go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, you know what? One of the great things about being a retired sportscaster, you don't have to sweat it about screwing up guys' names anymore.
Yeah, it's so great. You've earned that. Just in your honor, I'm going to call him Looney for the rest of the day. Who cares? Who cares?
Okay.
You know, buddy, it's always good to hear your voice. Call anytime.
I appreciate you. Great show. And I like the dynamic between you two. Keep it edgy. I like it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Enjoy that retirement.
That's a good man right there. That's Mark Abanez.
And if you ever happen to come across him, just check the guns. Sneaky guns.
It's a show.
It's a total show.
It's a show.
Especially in the summer months.
I mean, look, he is not wrong. And I want everybody to know this today. It doesn't matter if you think it's unkind or not. But no, they do not think the kicker is their teammate. They don't. They go to training camp in August. Many of these places, it's 100 degrees. And they are absolutely trading sweat, trading blows, trading paint, doing all of these things. And the kickers are over on the side of the field playing hacky sack. They don't think you're on their team. They just don't.
And it's a zero tolerance when it comes to things like that because, yeah, Doug Bryan kicks a big one, 50-plus, to give you the lead. Kerry Blanchard with the answer, and now you got to make another kick to win the game, and you don't? Forget what happened about 12 minutes earlier. That doesn't matter anymore. Mark's right. You're only as good as your last kick, and for Jake Moody, forget that last kick that he made, and the touchdown is what they needed to win it. It's the two previous, one blocked, one missed, and that's it.
The Moody news, obviously, he is gone. We're going to talk a lot about the 49ers injury bug and if there's something well beyond bad luck that's going on here, although some good luck was just broken a short time ago in that Juwan Jennings' shoulder comes back completely clean. MRI, CT scan, everything is clean. The Niners say that Juwan is day-to-day and has a chance to play on Sunday. I do wonder where this leaves Kendrick Bourne. And I was wrong because I sort of took Kyle Shanahan talking the way he did openly about Kendrick Bourne to mean they knew Juwan's injury was bad. I wonder now if it meant more, they weren't very pleased with what they saw from the likes of Russell Gage and Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Absolutely.
And so that's sort of maybe more the role that they'll go with Bourne because they signed him. They signed him to a one-year deal.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm starting to think about more and more, Mark, is what Kendrick knows that Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Russell Gage, maybe to a lesser extent, don't know. He knows the offense.
The system. Yep.
He knows the system. He knows what Shanahan wants. And I think that he knows what his role will be. And I can't help but think about the game Sunday, and I've watched it now a few different times in different ways, and there are so many times when they broke the huddle, and you had a couple guys, like, running over to Brock Purdy, like, hey, Brock, do I start over here and then I motion? Do I? And Brock's like, no, you're there, you're there. I got 7 seconds. We're going to get everything set. Now you go in motion. Now we run the play. And I don't think you have to do that with Kendrick Bourne.
I agree. And I just, every day that goes by, again, probably won't surprise y'all, but like, I'm not saying he played great, but I just gain a sort of a different level of appreciation for what Brock Purdy was dealing with on this day. When you have multiple injuries to major names, you have receivers asking you where they're supposed to go, you have a pressure rate that is the highest that you've ever faced in a football game in your career, you have a kicker who's missing all of the kicks, all of these things are tucked into one. It's a tough day. I'm not going to say that that makes his interceptions excusable by any stretch, but that's a tough day. There was a lot of adversity that that offense had to deal with. And so no wonder they didn't look great, at least at times.
Right.
But they found a way to win a football game.
They found a way. And if you look at the fourth quarter receptions, George Kittle, 0. Juwan Jennings, 0. Brandon Ayuk, 0. And
DeMarcus Robinson,
also 0. Gage and MVS, fine, also 0.
No targets either.
You had some CMCs. You had some Pearsalls. You had a Juice. And then you had Tonjes. You had 3 Tonjes's, yep, which were the first 3 catches of his career, which were big, bigger, and the game winner. And so you did it with basically your running back, your wide receiver 1, and a tight end that nobody ever thought would play.
I'm hosting a party tonight at 9 o'clock. Do you want to come?
I do,
it's
yeah.
It's called the Jake Tonjes Waiver Claim Party.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's going to come over to the Casa, and we're all going to put in the claims. Submit.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At least a month, that's your tight end 1, San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you mean, meh?
Well, and we can get into this more as we get closer to the Greg Cosell portion of our week, but they're going to do a lot of Luke Farrell as well. I think Braden Willis is going to be up, and I think that it's more, for me anyway, waiver claim-wise, it might be more of a Kyle Juszczyk maneuver because
that's interesting.
I think his play time goes up.
But you can't play him at tight end.
No, but...
You can play him in a running back spot?
Based on our league and what we all have
fair,
at running back.
That's fair.
I'm hoping for Quinshon Judkins fair. To get healthy.
Good luck to you. All right, let's get to the phones. A lot of you want to weigh in.
16 teams.
Cam Inman in about 25 minutes. K Bueno in Oakland is first up. Hey, K Bueno, what you doing?
What's up, guys? Now I just was listening in. I mean, man, talk about pressure. Now I got to follow Marky Banez.
Yeah, don't mess it up, okay?
Okay, let me sip my tea real fast here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Look, no more Moody Blues. It finally came. He's been let go. Okay, good. It's been a long time coming. It was well overdue. I think you made a great point. It's like, you know, Shanahan's showing everybody in the locker room, we want to win this thing, and he make a move. I think if he didn't do that, he potentially lose credibility with the locker room there. Now, what I want to touch on earlier, though, too, you know, you mentioned it, is about Pinheiro. You know, we don't know if he's going to be our kicker yet. He's still trying out, but I'm going to assume that he's going to be our next guy. I would feel better with a kicker that's more accurate than with a kicker who's got a 60-yard leg and can't make the chip shots. I mean, Moody, wish him all the best. Again, another personal, you hope he has a long-standing career. Clearly, it's got to be all between the ears here. But the guy can kick it 60 yards plus, that's no doubt. He just couldn't get it between the uprights. Pinheiro, you know, 32 of 41 over his career, 40 to 49 yards, 11 to 14, 50 plus. Not the greatest, not great, but it also doesn't suck totally. So I would feel more confident having somebody like that coming in to kick a PAT than to have Moody. It's just, it had to be done. Finally, we could kind of rest a little better now and don't have to worry about having drives being killed by missed field goals or having momentum shifts. Because it's not just about leaving points on a board, but it's a momentum shift too. And see, as you know, the football, it's a huge shift of momentum. It could change the whole swing of the game. So glad to see it done. Let's just hope Kittle's hammy now. Not going to be a season-long issue, but that's another topic. But yeah, that's my take. Pinheiro, I'll take him any day over Moody.
Okay, bueno, thanks. I think what he's talking about, there's a piece of it here too. First of all, the main thing is you don't have time to let him work out his issues. We've seen this. We've had conversations like this about James Wiseman and Trey Lance and the others. Like, when you're trying to win, you just don't have time to watch people work out their issues. But even if you think that Jake Moody's going to be good someday, sometimes it's just like, but it can't be here. It can't be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Matt Stafford gets hurt this year, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo will come back and re-find who he used to be. But he can't do it in Vegas. You're not allowed back there anymore.
No.
That went so bad that you're just like, it's tainted. It's like, you can't, that relationship has to be over. And I feel the same way about Moody in the Niners.
Little Camilo Duvall. Jake Moody, Duvall had some good moments here, and he had some rough moments, and you got to a spot where you realize he's not a bad player, but he needed to go do it somewhere else, and so you found a way to have him go somewhere else. And it's the same thing perhaps with Jake Moody. Inside 40 yards, Jake Moody, 90.9% for his career. Eddie Pinheiro, 95.7.
Yep.
So that's inside of 40, which you got to be closer to the Pinheiro numbers, 96%.
Yeah, you got to hit those.
As opposed to 91. And, PATs are almost identical, and they both have kicked in the extended PAT era. So the only thing that's going to be interesting if they sign Pinheiro is if it's 4th and 2 at the 38-yard line, what do you do, Kyle Shanahan? Do you bring him out for a 55-yarder, or do you go for it?
Depends on the situation.
And really quick, guys, before we hit a break, we have some news from Adam Schefter. The Niners are officially signing Eddie Pinheiro.
Eddie D.
No.
Eddie De Niro.
You need to stop that.
Eddie De Niro.
It's a one-year deal, and he's on the active roster.
All right, so he
can't be Eddie D here.
He's passed his tryout. He kicks straight.
What
good
about
job.
Ed D?
Ed D. Nero? Whatever. Anyway, all right. A lot of people want to weigh in. 888-957-9570. Cam Inman in 20 minutes. Valks tonight, everybody. Valks, Seattle Storm, 7 o'clock. Hear the game on 95.7 The Game and on the Valks channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app, search Valkyries. You'll find it there. It's also on KPIX+. Pre-game at 6:30. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.